You're holding the Kuf Yud Gimel on the base. Again, Pasuk says, V'choy sit b'kunim naroisai, that you, Rus, you should be staying around with my narois, with my mates. For the Gemara of Chidaka, Sheboyez Adabik in Manoshim, was it a shtega for boys to be medabik in Noshim with girls? Like he was a god lador, he was a big tzaddik. What was he doing saying, you be with my Noshim? Amir Abloza, Kivun the Choza, since he saw that he shek Orpa lachamoisa, he saw the way Orpa left Noimi. For Rus Dovkaba, but Rus had tremendous chshivas, tremendous cheshik to become a yid, to be dovek in the Shechinam. Omas, a boy said, Shorin the Dvukei bo. It's muta to be dovek in her also. Since she wants to become a yid, she wants to be mezgayer, she has tremendous rotzen, so it's muta to be the shorin the Dvukei bo. Vayom Allah, boy is liye soichel. Boy is told when it came to time to eat. Kishri halayim, come closer. Omri Ablaza, remez lo. He made a remez here, boy is. That I see the Malchus beis dovek lost his mimcho. Malchus beis dovek is going to come out of you, Rus. It says here, Bei Halayim, it said like here. Shenemar, and it says, by David, Vayoviya Melech David, Vayeshruf Ne Hashem, Vayoyim Emi Yonoichi Yadoni Hashem, O Mi Beisik Yaviyosani Yad Halayim. Says Halayim by David, so it's a remnant here, that from a Rus will come out David. By the Pesach says, V'tovalta Pitecha B'chaymet, you should dip your bread into vinegar. Omri Ablozo, Mikan, from here we see, Shachaymet Yofel Eshrav. That it was a hot day, so it's good to take vinegar in a hot day. It is good to dip your bread into vinegar. You learn out from this pasuk. We have Shmuel ben Achmeni Yoma, Remez Romaz Lo. Right, the boy has made a remez to Rus that Osid ben Lotzis Mimcho Shemaisav Koshen Kichaimitz. One of your children will be like a Rosha. There will be bad maisim like vinegar. Omani, who was it? Menashe. Menashe was a Rosh. He did a lot of chatoim. He lost a kamel. Vaita Vateshev Mitzad HaKoytzim. She sat on the side of the Koytzim. Omri Abloz, it's a diyek mitzad ha-koytzim, she sat on the side of them, v'loi b'teich ha-koytzim, not in the middle of them. So on the side means I have two different categories. Is remez romez lo, he made a remez here. She'asidu malchus beis dovah shetes chalek. That eventually it come out that malchus beis dovah will be mechulek, there'll be two parts to it. Right, v'yitzpat lo keli, he like cooked up the wheat. V'ateich lin she'ed it. Omri Abloza v'atoicha b'mei David loshnei the eight b'mei David v'tishpa b'mei Shloima b'mei his son Shloima Melech was lot heat v'toisa b'mei Chizkiyo was left over v'zman Chizkiyo and that's his loshnei as remesim v'yitzol v'kali v'atoicha the eight that had a lot left over to eat. It's not only David, not only Shloima, there'll be enough left over b'mei Chizkiyo. V'ika the army, some say v'atoicha means b'mei David or b'mei Shloima. That's but Toich goes on that alone. Vatishpa, she was filled up. Bimei Chizkiyo. Vesoisa, the pasuk says, will be left over. That's Bimei Rebbe. Like, who was the biggest usher? The person to have the most? That was Rebbe. Yom Amar, Arayu the Rebbe. His Arayu the Rebbe, Rashi learns, that's Mamuna ala Susim Aprade Shaloi. The person that was Mamuna appointed to take care of Rebbe's Susim, Rebbe's horses, and Paradise, was Heve Osir Mishava Malka. He was richer than Shava Malka was. The it says, what's pshan is postik v'atoicho b'elam azir. They had what he b'elam azir. V'atishpa the yomaisa mashiach. They filled up the yomaisa mashiach. V'soisa loss of love. They had left over even for your loss of love. That was a bigger madrega for loss of love. You're right. The postik says, v'tachas kvoidoi is yikod kikodesh. They're talking about by the Sancheriv, his chayolis, his army. They'll be burnt up. It says, suppose that tachas kavodei under his covered, they'll be burnt up with fire. What does that mean? What does under the covered mean? Omer Rabbi Yechonon v'sachas kavodei v'loy kavodei mamish. He's under their begodim. Rabbi Yechonon, like said, like Moshe, Rabbi Yechonon l'taimei. Rabbi Yechonon cover l'mani mechabdoisai. Rabbi Yechonon calls his clothing covered. So here the pasuk says they'll be burnt up under the covered means mamish. Under their clothing means the guf. Their body will be burnt up, not the clothing. Just the body underneath, that will be burned up. That's Rabbi Yechonon's pshat. Rabbi Lezer learns the same pshat, that what will be burnt up will be their bodies, but he learns, tachas kvoidoi mamish. Rabbi Lezer does not like Rabbi Yechonon, that the word kvoidoi means begodim. According to Rabbi Lezer, the word kvoidoi means the cover of a person, means his guf. So it means his guf will be burnt up. So what's the lashon tachas? It means like instead of his body will be burnt up and be like ashes.
That's what Tachas Kvodi means. Tachas Kvodi Mamish. Mamish is Guf, the Gufim will be burnt up by the army of Sancheriv, and will turn into ashes. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni Yomar, name. Tachas Kvodi, that means Kisreifes ben Yaron. He also says Tachas means underneath, but he learns the word Kvodi means the Guf. The Guf Mamish means underneath the Guf will be burnt up. What does that mean, underneath the Guf will be burned up? There is only the Neshama will be burned up. Mal, and that's like what? Kisreifes ben Yaron. Mal, Hala, and Sreifes Neshama, the Guf Kaim. Just like over there, only what was burnt up was the Neshama, but the Guf was Kaim. Is Afkan here also? Sreifes Neshama, the Neshama was burnt up by the Chayelos, Shel Sancheriv, the Guf Kaim. The body was still Kaim. Omrav Achabarab, Omrav Yechanan. Minayin Lishinu Begodim in Atur. How do we know there's such an Indian, a good thing to do, to have a Shinu Begodim? What is a Shinu? What does a Shinu Begodim mean? What's going to say? His Menayim L'Shinu Begodim in the Torah, Shinema, the Pasuk says, Ufoshat es Begodav, V'lovash Begodim Acherim. That with the Koyin, that used to make the Trumas Adeshin, taking out the ashes, cleaning up the Mizbeach, when he did it, he used to wear like his Tchusim, not such nice begodim, but then he had to change it when he did the karbonis, when he brought the makter, when he was makter the korban. The Torah, the very Rabbi Shmuel, lim the chotera, Torah teaching us derech eretz. That what begodim shavish shabem kederel rabbi, the same clothing you wear when you're cooking for your rabbi is al yimzoy bem kaiser rabbi. Later, when you come to serve him, you shouldn't wear the same clothing. You shouldn't wear the same dirty clothing. Said Rashi, "Minayim l'shinu begodim min shodera kovel of leyamokim." How do we know it's a nice thing to do for the Eibishter to wear, change your clothing? So Mashal learns like it's going on a chil between Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, that's the zman to prepare for Shabbos. Your clothing shouldn't be so nice, but there should be a shinu when it comes on Shabbos. Then you should have the nice clothing on. By the Rashi, "Lovash begodim achirim voitzi es adeshin is es kiku akosim lilvoish begodim chusim." B'shas the Kohen was taken out the ashes, he had to wear begodim chusim, not such nice begodim. B'shas hoitzos adeshin. Why is it Rashi? Shein avoyde chashuva. That wasn't such a nice avoyde. It wasn't the avoyde chashuva. Kedei shlo yimasu begodim. Kedei that his good clothing should not get dirty. Chashuvim. Shein med dem avoyde sachilu shtir going kitu v'nisach. Because the good clothing he has to wear when he does a chashuva avoyde. That's called when he's feeding Hashem. How do you feed Hashem? When you makter the korban, the chelev on the mizbeach, or you put the nisach hamayim or nisach hayayin on the mizbeach, that's called, not nisach hamayim, nisach hayayin on the mizbeach, that's called the shtiya. So you see this in you. The what? Right to Rashi, begodim shabish shabem kadeir la rabbi, dum yudei, so it's a deshin, ayim zavim kest the rabbi, fika chuskan, lilfshir, begodim chusim. Therefore, why do you have to wear not such nice begodim when you do the Trumas Adeshin, or when you cook for your Rebbe? Kedei, then when you come to serve him, you should have nicer clothing. The Machmer Zeh, the Minigo of some Tzadikim, that Badafka and Friday, they wear their ugliest clothing. Not the Armam Torn, but just the least of Chusim, the least nicest begodim they wore on Friday. Kedei, then when it comes Shabbat, they put on the new begodim, there should be Nikka, the Shinu begodim. There's such a thing by our Eibishter that the more chashev the avodah, the more chashev the thing you're doing, the nicer the begodim you should wear. So Shabbos is the Yom HaKodesh. You should wear special begodim for Shabbos. And what is brought down? B'shas Tefillah, B'shas Yedavening. You should also wear nice begodim, B'chavadik begodim. When you're talking to Hashem? Zadim Ravaita. Omer Rabbi Chiya Barabba. Omer Rabbi Yechinen. Kinayu l'talmud chochom sheyeitze b'manolim hametuloyim. Leshuk, it's a gnai, it's not nice for Talmud Chacham to walk out with shoes that have patches on it. For the Gemara of our Rebbe, Acho Bar Chanino, Nofik, I Rabbi Acho Bar Chanino was a Talmud Chacham, and he went out with his shoes that had patches on him. Om Rabbi Acho, Breda Rabbi Nachman, B'Toloi Yaga B'Toloi. Hey, it's only gnai if you're wearing two patches, a double patch. But one patch on your shoe, that's not such a big gnai, that's Mutter. Om Rabbi Acho, Breda Rabbi Nachman, Yibitloy agabitloy, that's there. Yom Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Om Rabbi Yechinen. Kol Talmud Chochem Shenimtsu Revav Al Bigdoy. If a Talmud Chochem wears clothing that has spots, has dirt on his clothing, he is Chayiv Misa for that. So Rashi learns Revav, just right, that Shumin Bechelev. There is a stain of fat. Now on Yibigodim, that Yechayiv Misa, that Rashi, Shetzaruch Lios Choshe Behogim Lechobet Tarosim. Since you're a Talmud Chochem, you're supposed to dress nicely to be Mechavid Yitoyre, and not to be mabazah the Torah. Shenema the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kol Masnoi Oyavai Movis. Whoever hates me is like Oyav loves Misa. Is our secret Masni, not the pshat that you hate Hashem, Ela Masni, but you make people hate Hashem. So Drashi Masni, Shemamisin Atzmon B'Eni HaBrius. You make yourself look not nice in the eyes of the Brius. For HaBrius Oymrim, the people say, Oyle Hen Lelem B'Torah, Oyvei to people that learn Torah. Shehe Mu'usim U'Mugunam, Nimtso Ze Masniya, Amateru.
Come to say, you're being Masni, you're making the people that learn Torah not nice in the eyes of the Brius. So you're making the people hate the Torah, for that you chayiv Misa.
So the Mara Ravina Oma Ravad Yitma. It's not a genai just if you have a spot of fat on your pagodim, but it has to be a spot of shikhva zero. So Drashi Ravad Yitma Shikhva Zero. Lashem Abadim.
So the Mara Vale Plikis, it's not machlikis. Ho beglimi ho belavusha. Depends where you have the spot. Beglimi is a Drashi Shu El Yoin. That's the outside begad. You like your coat, your jacket. I feel the Ravad. That's a genai for Tam Chochim, even just to wear a stain of fat.
Lavush. Shutachtain Ravad in Ravad in Ravad loy.
But you're wearing your underpants, and that since the people outside don't see you, it's not such a big gnai, only if you have Shikhva Zer on it. Then it's a gnai. Mashenkin can be outside the garden, then it's a gnai even for a stain from fat.
What does the Pasuk say? Kesher holach avi Yishayo Orim Vayochiv. Yishayo went barefoot on Orim, without clothing. What does Orim mean? Orim bevgodim bluim. He went well with Torah bevgodim. Vayichov v'manolim amtuloim. Avadi wasn't going naked. That means he was wearing bevgodim that had patches on them. And who had in his shoes had patches, so as if he was going barefoot.
Tanan hosam. Revav al hamarda choitzitz.
The Ge'er Tilchas Kelim, if you want to be toivul or saddle, that was tamei, so you have to put it into the mikvah, but there has to be no chatitza. Nothing stopping, nothing dividing between the water and the saddle. So what about if you have a revav? You have this spot of fat on the saddle, is a chaitzitz or not? So first one Yom says, yes, it's chaitzitz. How much of it do you have to make a chatitza? Until at least the size of kisar atalki, it's the size of a coin, that size makes it a chosh of a thing, that's a chaitzitz. So Drashi, ala mardas, a shel chamor. If you have a saddle on a donkey, chaitzitz kol dover chaitzitz linyan tefillah. The cup of the levi chol chatzitza shemakbed olo chaitzitz. Anything your makbed shouldn't be there. Now that it's on your bag and it's chaitzitz, you can't be toivel with this on it. Vayitav yal habegodim. What about if you have spots, dirt spots on your clothing? Mitzad echod ein chaitzitz. If it only shows on one side and there's not such a big spot, doesn't go through and through both sides, it's not chaitzitz. But if the spot of fat goes through that you can see it on both sides of the beged, then it's a chatzitza. We have Yehuda Roimer Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Af mitzad echot chaitzitz. Even though you have a spot of dirt or fat here that you can only see on one side of the beged, it doesn't go through and through to the other side of the beged, that's also called a chatzitza. Boy Mane Rabbi Shimon ben Lokesh Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Shimon ben Lokesh, yes, the Shiloh from Rabbi Chanina. Ma'das mitzad echot by Mishneit Dodim. What's the locha before we had that the saddle has a chatzitza, has a spot of fat, is chaitzitz? Is it enough to have the spot just on one side? Or here also you have to have the spot go through to see it on both sides of the madas. Omalei zulei shemati. I didn't hear the locha exactly on this punkt, whether you have the spot of fat on the saddle if the chatzitz is only on both sides or on one side. Of the kiyotze boi shemati. I heard the shalot just like this. The tanan, we learned, Rabbi Yosi Yomer. Shelbanoyin mitzad echad. Shelbanoyin will soon see that means a Talmid Chochem, he wears his begodim. He's supposed to be makbet to wear nice begodim. So if the spot is even on one side, it's chaitzitz. He's makbet not to have his begodim with spots on them. Vishelbur, but if an empty person that's wearing the begodim, mishneitz dodim. Then it's only makbet if you have it on two sides. The demorah v'loitei madas chashuv mibigdei shel amoritz. The chur madas, the saddle, you're not makbet so much if it has a spot on it, so it can't be more chashuv than a beged of an amoritz, that it's only a chatzitz if it goes through on both sides. But if it's only on one side, that's not called a chatzitz. So Drashi Tanan Hosam Mesech the Mikvoyis V'Nokat Lo Mishum D'Boy L'Meim Hashem Banoyim L'Meim Shderuch Talmud Chochem Makbet Al Abushay. What's Magei to us is this Banoyim means a Talmud Chochem that he's makbet to wear nice begodim.
Mishneitz does Rashi Shohoyo boy harbi. There was a lot of fat. Achi nivla bebeged b'nir l'tzacheni. It was nivla inside, and you can already see it now on the other side. That's how much of a spot of dirt or fat was on it. So that's called the namas tachatita. Madas mitzadechod ami based on nizah shaylo Rabbi Shmuel. Yom bebeged mitzadechod madas ma yom abo. That's the shaylo of yod bebeged. It's enough a spot on one side. What about a madas? Does it have to be on both sides, or even one side is also enough? Rabbi Yisrael Meshal Banoim. Rashi pligi ad Rabbi Yehuda. V'yom Rabbi Yishmael beged shal banoim d'hainu tamid rachomim shemakli demalu v'shayim mitzadechod v'shal bur mebeis dodim. As he makes the chiluk, not every beged is a chatzitza on one side. Only if you're a Talmud Chochem, you're a person that's makbid, to have nice clothing, not to have spots on the clothing, then we say you're makbid. But a boor, an empty person, even on, he's only makbid if it goes on both sides. Now, Zlati Gemara. My banoim, what do you mean a person, what do you mean shall banoim, the people of banoim, they have to have a chatzitza, even on one side of the beged is also called a chatzitza? Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Eilu, Talmid Rachamim. Banoim here means Talmid Rachamim. Why? She'oiskim bebinyon shaloylim. Kol Yimeyim. Since they're learning Torah, and Torah keeps the world in existence, so they're called being oisik in the binyon shaloylim. So Talmid Chacham has to dress nicely, not to have spots, dirt on his begodim. So he has it even on one side of the beged, is also makbid on it, it's called the chatzitza. V'yom Rabbi Yechanan, Eizel Talmid Chacham shemachzirin lo yaveda b'tfiyasayin. Who's called a Talmud Chochem? That if you find an Aveda, you find something that was lost. Now, normal, if you find an object that's lost, you give it back to the Bailam only if he gives you simonim. If you found a watch, he has to give you a good simon that we believe in it is. But let's say it's a Talmud Chochem that lost it, then if he just recognized it, he could take a look at it, and he says, I recognize this is my watch, we give it back to him. That's called Tfiyasayin. So who's considered a Talmud Chochem that we believe him, he's not going to lie, that we'll give him back his Aveda just with recognizing, with Tfiyasayin. That if somebody's makbet to wear a nice begodim, as if he put it on backwards, inside out, he's makbet to take off his undershirt and put it back the right way. And this is one midah of a Talmud Chochem. So if you have this midah, it's a raya telling the truth, and we can believe you to give back the Aveda. V'yomer Rabbi Yechanan, Eizel Talmud Chochem shemamana noisoy parnas al tzibur. Who's that? Like a bigger Talmud Chochem now, that you can make him, appoint him, or the leader of parnas over the tzibur. Zeh sheshoylem moisoy dvar halacha b'chol mokim v'yomer. You ask him a shayla any place in Shas, and he can answer you. V'yafil b'masech tekalom. Even in Masech Tekalom, there's a writer that brought down the back of Masech Tavodizorum, that Rashi learns, not too many people learn this, and you learn it, you know it. That's called the big Talmud Chochem, that you're ready to be a parnas, a leader over the tzibur. He has to make you a president to take care of the tzibur. You're supposed to pick Dafka Talmud Chochem to take care. So Rashi, b'chol mokam, b'chol ashas, v'afidu b'masech tekalo, t'lei rogul bo inshi. Other people don't, are not rogul in learning this masechta. V'zeh nos and libo v'gros, this person puts his mind to learn it. Masech tekalo, that's a b'raisi, kala, b'lei broch, asur, l'bayla, b'lanida. That's a masech tekalo. So if he knows the halacha of a masechta kala, he's such a person that's a big Talmud Chochem that you're allowed to be man him a parnes over the tzibur. Weiter. The Yom Reb Yechidin, Eizel Talmud Chochem shebnei iroi mitzuvin lasves le'malachtei. Who's a Talmud Chochem that has another halacha? That the bnei iroi are mitzuvin to take care of him, give him panos he can live on. Who is this? He doesn't take care of his own needs, but he's only taking care of needs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's always saying Chefzei Shemayim. This Talmud Chochem, the Tzibra, is supposed to take care of him. So the Gemara of Ahani Milu Lemitrach Periftei. What does it mean you're supposed to take care of him? It doesn't mean you have to make him rich. It just means you have to supply him with the mere food that he needs to live on. Supply him with his bread to eat. Trashi Talmud Chochem Shebnei Iroi Mitzuvin Las Feis Malachtei. Kediyama Perek Zayim De Yuma. Says the Gemara in Yuma. Kosav Echoreim, one post says, V'yosisalecho Aronates, you should make the Aronates. Kosav Echoreim, V'yosu Aronates, was made by itself. And my one's a Talmud Chochem, that somebody else takes care of his panosim. Lemitrach periftei, Trashi Dovo, She'eno, Yochol, Letroyach, Boy. V'chayif, Tluyim, Boy. He sees busy doing Chefzei Shemayim, he doesn't have time to take care of his own needs. And he needs it to live on, the pita, the bread, that we're supposed to take care of it for him. V'yam Rabbi Yechon, Ezeel Talmud Chochem. Kol sheshayla noisay halacha b'chol mokum. Yes, can mishayla halacha any place? V'yomer, and he can answer you. So the moral of my nafkamina, that he's called the Talmud Chochem, like we had before, lemluya panas al tzibur, that you could put him. He's supposed to make him the president, the leader over the tzibur. Is ibachod the mesechta biyasri? If he's a bookie in one mesechta, so in his place you can make him a panis, a leader. So Mashor's mazbel l'pshat is with any area you want him to be. If he's a bookie in those halachis, he could be memunah over that. You want him to be memunah to ask shalas, to answer shalas about hilchos ribis. So if he knows klo hilchos ribis, he could be the leader, the memunah to take care of shalas and hilchos ribis. Let's say the person's a bookie in kol ha'tera kula. Kula tenuya knows that answer shalas all over. Damos Paresh Masiftik. So that's a bigger madrig. He could be the Rosh Yeshiva. To be the head of Yeshiva, he's supposed to take somebody that's a Baki Bukula Tanuya in Kola Tarakula. Strashi V Bukula Tanoi, the Koi behind Mesechta, Mahat Mesechta Charitin. As even though he's icing in one Mesechta now, he can still answer you, Shalas Nogay, to another Mesechta. Yes, he's right to be a Rosh Yeshiva. So more Mesve. Reb Yeshua Ben Levi Yomar. Elu kelim hualarayim haboyim mimdina sayom. He learns what's pshan kelim banoyim shal banoyim. It doesn't mean shal banoyim means that you have before a beggar of a tam lechochem. He learns it means mamish kelim hualarayim. That means the a bathrobe. The people that go take baths. Hey, banoyim means a bath. The rich people who took baths, when they guys finish taking a bath, they come out to put on the bathrobe. He said, "This is the bathrobes haboyim mimdina sayom." Drashi Elu Kelim Holarayim. Hodetnan Banoyim Mitzadechot. Hainu Kelim Shelarayim. That we said before, the Abachatzitz, even on one side, Yamakbid, that's these bathrobes. That they belong to who? Shelashirim. Sheheshtam Alutes Hashubas Lasatevim, Bneyodam Hashubim, Lutzesim in America. So Makbidim Altinuf. Now, since it's a Choshev or bathrobe, Yamakbid even on little dirt. So that little dirt is called a Chatzitz. So Gemara Lameimro, the Chivroninu. You're telling me now that what that these kelim holarayin, these bathrobes have to be white. That's why any little spot that comes on it, you makbid. Aiva omoluhu Rabbi Yanai labonim. Rabbi Yanai told his children, "Bini, al takbiruni levi kelim labonim. When you come to bury me, what type of tachrichim should put on me? Don't put on white tachrichim. For levi kelim shcherim, don't put on black tachrichim. Why not? Levonim, don't put on white ones. Lo shem or lo yeske. Maybe I won't be zoichet to be like a tzaddik. Oiske paskim to be a tzaddik." And I'll be put near the Avelim, near like the Rishoyim. I'll be wearing white, that's like a tzaddik, I'll be like a chosin, can I get Avelim, it's not nice. Right, the Shchoyrim, don't put on me black, maybe I will be zeichet to be like amongst the tzaddikim in Elam Abor. And I'll be like an oval, I'm black, can I get a chassan, they're on white. Elo, what type of tachrichim should put on me? The kelim olarayim. He told them, put on him these kelim, the color of these bathrobes. You see what color is it? It's an in-between color between black and white. It's like red. So it's not white. And we're saying before that look mashm it's a white beggar because the mark, but even on little one stain on one side. Now the more lakasha, depends where you put it. If you put it on the glima, that's the outside beggar, that type of the mark, that's white, that the mark put on. On the inside beggar, that could be red. Yeah, glima means the outside begad, so that mustam was from white, and the inside begad, that was from red, that's what he was talking about. So there's no stereo. The outside begad is taka white, and that's taka yamakur on a spot, even on one side, it's called a chatitza, and there we're talking about the inside begad you wear, that was a red color. Moratana Rabbon. Back to our Mishnah. Mishnah de Bishmo Leina Makpilin. The Bishmo was matter in the Mishnah, you're allowed to fold clothing on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. As if Yom Kippur comes out on Friday, you're allowed to make your bed on Friday on Yom Kippur, the covered Shabbos. And who adin, the korban of Shabbos, if they brought by Mincha, the Tomach of Ben Abayim, its chalev, its fats could be hooked or could be brought at night, even though at night time is Yom Kippur. As in the case when Yom Kippur comes out on Moitzoi Shabbos. That was the Bishmo's halacha. And Yom Kippur thinks that Yom Kippur says, no, Yom Kippur and Shabbos have the same maskedusha, and you can't do one for the other one. So the Mar, what's the machlekes? Tana Rabbanan. The Pasuk says, Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoi. So first of all, we dash it without the Vav. Is it say, Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbos, that's mashma, so Oilas of this Shabbos could be brought to another Shabbos. Now what does that mean, another Shabbos? To wait till the next Shabbos, I'd rather be a psul laser in between. Hey, if you brought the Korban HaTomash Rabbein Abayim on this Shabbos, so you have one day to bring the korban. You can't wait till next Shabbos. So what does it mean? Sometimes this korban could be brought on Shabbos. So we dash in limud al chelbe Shabbos. That the chelb means the fat, the emurim of the korban that was brought on Shabbos. Shekraven b'yom Kippurim, that could be brought if Moitzoi Shabbos is Yom Kippur, you could be marked with Moitzoi Shabbos even though it's Yom Kippur. Hey, that's called Eilus, so this Shabbos could be brought on another Shabbos like Yom Kippur. Yochol afshi Yom Kippur. This Shabbos, maybe you didn't forget. If Yom Kippur came out on Friday, and you brought the chaylev, you brought the korban shabena bayim on Yom Kippur, and you want to be marked with now at night on Shabbos, maybe it's also mutter. Talmud loyma, now we dash in the vav. The Shabbat hoy. No, you can only bring a korban Shabbos on Shabbos. You can't bring on Shabbos a korban from Yom Kippur. Divin Rabbi Shmuel, the dash in Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva, loyma Rabbi Akiva says no. Oila Shabbos b'Shabbat. What's the drush to say that Oila Shabbos could be brought on another Shabbos? Lima d'alchel be Shabbos shekreven b'yomtiv. Is only matter on a yomtiv. That says if Moitzoi Shabbos is yomtiv, yomtiv is Sunday. So if you brought the korban on Shabbos by mincha, and you didn't mark the emurim yet, and you have the emurim left over by night, even though at nighttime it's yomtiv, still you're allowed to be marked there the emurim by nighttime. So mark even konta b'kiva b'yochol af b'yom kippur. Maybe who then if Yom Kippur comes out on Moitzoi Shabbos, you could also be marked the echeliv of Shabbos for Yom Kippur. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says no b'Shabbatoi. You can only bring on Shabbos a korban Shabbos, not a korban from Yom Kippur. Is chur is the machlokes of Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. We have a chiddush early Shabbos b'Shabbos mashma that the korban of this Shabbos could be brought on another Shabbos. Is the chiddush even on Yom Kippur? But the chiddush is no, only if Moitzoi Shabbos is Yontev on Yontev you can bring it. What's the machlokes? So tomorrow, kishatim tzolaima l'tiv Rabbi Shmuel. That he dashens will be matir. That you could bring the chaylev of Shabbos on Moitzoi Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur. You could be bringing on Yom Kippur. Why doesn't he only say like a mekiva? It's only matir yomtiv, not a Yom Kippur. That's a more chomad gadin. Because he holds nedorim or nedovas craving the yomtiv. He holds that you're allowed to bring anywhere in the yomtiv a neder or nedova. So there's no chiddush that you could be matir the chaylev of Shabbos at nighttime on yomtiv. It's not worse than bringing a regular neder or nedova. Melech Chiyitzva Kro, when do I need this new Heta Oila Shabbos B'Shabbos? That you'll have to be makter today's Korban on Shabbos on another Shabbos means like another Kedusha. Liyama Kippur, that's coming to Matri, even if Moitzoi Shabbos is Yom Kippur, still you'll have to burn the Chelev of Shabbos on Yom Kippur. That's Pshan Rabbi Shmuel. Of a Ledivri, Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, he holds Nidorim and Nidovois ain't craving B'Yomtiv. Stamazli and Yomtiv is only Heta Poichon Nefesh, means to cook for food that you're allowed to eat. But it's time to bring Nedorim and Nedovas, since the Ikka of the Korban is Lashem, it's not for you to eat. You have no Heta to bring Stam Nedorim and Nedovas on Yom Tiv. Stam, if you want to bring an Eulas Nedovar on Yom Tiv, it's also. So Melo, the Chiyitzra Kroa, the Mishra B'Yom Tiv. If here I have a Pasuk, the Eulas Shabbos B'Shabbos, without the Vav, we dash an Eulas Shabbos B'Shabbos, we could bring the Korban, the Chelav of Shabbos, on another day that's Kaddish, that means the Chiddush is, even if Moitzoi Shabbos is Yom Tiv, that Yom Tiv on itself, you can't bring Stam Nedovas. But here it's not Stam and Adova. Here it's the Chelev of the Korban that was brought on Shabbos. So that Chelev, since it has like a Kedusha of a Shabbos to the Korban, you'll have to bring it at night on Yom Tiv, on Moitzoi Shabbos, which comes out to Yom Tiv. That's the Chiddush of this Kroa. Oh, but the Postig is not Matah more than Yom Tiv. Yom Kippur is not Matah. That's how it's going to be Kippur. So the Gemara, V'chiyitzva Kroa, Me'ela Mishrei V'Yom Tiv. You only need a Postig, tell me on Yom Tiv, Gufritz Mutil. Without the Postig, I would say, since you're not allowed to bring Kabonis on Yom Tiv, Stam a neder and a dove you can't bring on Yom Tov. So I would think, who are then? You can't bring the korban of Shabbos on Yom Tov. Kamash mo, no, it's muta. Omer Rab Zera, Zok Rab Zera, ki hevin eba bovel. When I used to learn Torah in bovel, it's Rashi, ki hevin eba bovel. Ki shalamadet ti Torah bovel, koidim shalisi l'Eretz Yisrael. Before I went up to Eretz Yisrael, loy is Amri that I learned. Ho de Tanya, that learned in the Braisa. Yom Kippur shechal liyos, Erev Shabbos. Yom Kippur that came out on an Erev Shabbos is alocha lehoyu toikin. They did not blow the tkiyas ha-shofar.